When I left Zimbabwe in 2002, I used to have good friends. But when I went back after some few years, I found that almost 9 to 10 colleagues had died. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I've lost everything because some of them were so close and some of them died because we don't want to hide the truth. They died of the epidemic, you know, the diseases, different diseases. Anyway. So, you know, their children, when they saw me coming back, it was like they were seeing their fathers and whatever. So I promised them that next time when I come, I'll bring you some clothes, you know, and that's what I promised them. When I went back, I brought them some drums full of clothes, a Toyota Masingo. That was the beginning of Philip. And, you know, when you start building a house, a PJ, you know, you start the foundation. Once you start the foundation, you say, if I stop, people will say, what was he trying to do? I grew up in the rural areas, one place, Filabusi. So I say to myself, when I was at school, you know, I couldn't afford to have shoes. You know, I was brought up by my grandparents. My mother brought me on her own. I had no father anyway. I've never met my father in my life anyway. So I said, you know, the way I grew up, I mean, why can't I take this chance of helping the people back home? So I approached my colleagues in England, friends, that I've got friends who are suffering, who needs clothes, shoes, and whatever. So I started asking for shoes. And, you know, how generous these people are in England. So they started giving me a lot of clothes, and I decided that let me get some drums and fill them with drums. But when I go to Africa, unfortunately, I have to buy a truck by myself and go and donate those things to Zimbabwe. I'm actually running a charity called Bopoma in the village in Masingo, whereby I'm helping 402 children, orphans in Masingo, in Zaka. That's what I do. The reason why I started to do that thing is I come from a poor community in Filabusi. And then whenever I think of those people, sometimes I cry, PJ.
I needed to ask you that. What made you start the project?
That is a very good question, PJ. I know you live abroad as well. You know, where we live, some people, you know, they can keep clothes in their houses for maybe 2 years without even, you know. But when I thought about where I come from, you know, right now there's someone who's been wearing one shirt for the last 7 days, right? It happened to me. It happened to you, PJ. It happens to your sisters. It happens to you. And that is something which we cannot hide, right? If I go home, you know, I remember one day when I was in Masingo, I was playing pool, and you know I'm good at pool. And people were, you know, they used to come in because they used to know me. So they used to come, and this young lad was wearing a Manchester T-shirt. I will never forget that. He was wearing a Manchester United T-shirt number 9. And I saw him for the last 5 days, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he was wearing the same thing. You understand? So anyway, to cut things short, the reason why I started is, you know, I know where I come from, and I knew that people, they are in need of these things. So I say to myself, whenever I go, I need to bring them something. It's like you, when you go to the shops, you come back, your children, they're expecting you to bring some sweets and other things in the house.
Obviously, this project has grown from where you started off. Last year, how much goodies did you bring back home?
Last year, and that is a very recent one, which was in September, I had 15 drums of clothes. To be honest enough, PJ, I don't want to lie, I had to give some of my family. I mean, you know, and I tell the people that some of my family, they know. I had to give some of my family. I had 15 drums. A drum is about 210 liters, the size of a drum. So imagine me filling every drum of 210 liters with clothes, you know, with clothes. So imagine I had a 7.5-ton truck full of clothes, right? So the school, I donated, I think, 9 drums full of clothes. And then I had to go to Masingo General Hospital, and I had to go to Filabusi. I had to go to Bulawayo. I had to go to, you know, the local communities where I come from, Gwanda. I was going all the way giving relatives as well. So anyway, for those who want to see my videos as well, if they go on YouTube, those who have got access on YouTube, they can type in Philip Sibanda. They will see what all I do there is there on YouTube, or they can go to Facebook. I'm not worried about people adding me on Facebook. And the good part is, every day, PJ, every day, almost every day now, since I started this, I get a lot of contacts from the big, big, big celebrities in Zimbabwe. If I tell you some of the big ministers, they contact me and say, thank you very much for the job you are doing. I received a phone call from a famous Zimbabwe footballer who used to play for Highlanders, Thulani Ncube, saying he appreciated the job I do. And then I was speaking to Benjani. He lives in Bournemouth at the moment. He used to play for Portsmouth. He used to play for Zimbabwe. A lot of people know him. And he actually appreciates what I do. I received a phone call from a lady, my sister, called PJ, Patrice Jeremiah. She called me, and I appreciate, you know, those things. And that makes me feel so proud, you know, to receive a phone call from people like you. Because I have never dreamt that one day I will have access to talk to people like you. But that is a sign that people, they actually appreciate what I do.
So who really supports you? Are the British or even Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
That is a very, very, very good question, because if you want to see how generous people are, I'm starting receiving a lot of phone calls locally in England from the English people. And then I've got a guy called Colin Mudua from Australia. You know, I couldn't believe he's actually a willing to send some things to my community in Zaka from Australia. And in England, almost wherever I go now, Zimbabweans, whoever meet me, they always say farewell or some other things. I've got a lady who promised to give me some sewing machines for the old people where my charity is. And then I've got other guys who are promising to give me some drums of clothes. It looks like, I mean, besides the English people, because, I mean, the English people, if I show you the pictures right now, I brought about 10 bags of clothes from the English people around in Manchester. They just send messages on my Facebook and say, Philip, we have got this, we have got this. In my house, I've got PlayStations. I'm just holding now a PS2 from English people giving me. You can't believe it, PJ, but I really appreciate everyone is helping me at the moment in England.
Your future plans on this project?
My future plans, that is a very good question, which I actually wanted to tell you before you even asked me. My future plan is, PJ, I have got some football boots, which I wanted to go and give the school, and which are definitely going to the school. But my future plan is, if I can get Zimbabweans who are willing to work with me, we start an academy for this orphanage. That's what I want. I want to see those children one day. One of them, I promise them that one of you one day will play for a big team like Manchester United, Arsenal. I said this on my interview, even if on my presentation, even if you watch my speech when I was giving them some clothes, I said to these guys, one of you is going to play for Manchester United. One of you is going to represent Zimbabwe. I want these children to be happy. And if these children are not happy, I'm not going to stop.